and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day
188.
Why? I'm convinced it's 189.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. Ignore me.
Have you seen this story?
Probably not. What time have I had today? I've literally just come out of a 2-hour session.
Well, I've only just seen it.
Is it Saturday?
Yeah. A woman fell from a car on the M25.
Tell a lie. I did see it.
Which is one of our main highways. It's basically the
ring road around London.
Ring road around London. Filming a Snapchat video.
Oh, can I tell you a thing about the M25?
Yeah, just a minute. A woman fell out of a moving car on the M25 whilst leaning out of the window to film a video for Snapchat. She wasn't badly hurt.
Unfortunately. Might stop her doing it. Did you see what the coppers put?
No.
Hashtagged it, no words.
Oh, yeah.
That's my line.
There's a VAR going on here.
Yeah, I think you need to have a VAR as to whether they should still be your team, you know.
Kim's a happy bunny. The rain's washed the smoke away.
Oh, fabulous.
And Kiva's been for a walk.
Oh,
excellent.
Oh, yay. Do forgive me, I'm eating a carrot. Not because I want to, it's just in there. Right. Hello, Deb. CQ, CQ. Hello, Kim. Oh, I bet Kiva's thrilled. Were there any Zoomies involved? Hello, Paul. How is it down under? What have I been up to? Oh, yes, the M25. Do you know who was actually involved in building that physically? First job... When he landed in the UK. He's pondering now, his mind.
No, I'm not. I'm shaking my head about that penalty that Palace had just been given. That it wasn't a penalty.
I will say, it'll all sort itself out over the season, and but he doesn't want to hear that today.
No, who built the M25?
Not single-handedly. He was part of the crew. But he said it was the hardest work he'd ever done.
Who?
Bob Geldof.
Oh.
Yep, worked on the crew. When I started university, do you realise the M25 didn't meet up in the middle?
Yeah. Did it exist?
Bits of it did. The North Circular bit, on the north side. It went off either way from the M1, but eventually they managed to marry it up, and it is now a full motorway that encircles London. It's the world's biggest car park. Avoid it at all cost, unless you're my father. Who thought that staying on the motorway was a good idea. I remember driving
Justice
down...
Justice was done.
Okay, good. He missed it.
De Gea saved it.
Oh, poor Mike. Poor Mike. Yes, I was going down to Tunbridge Wells, which is the other side of London, on a Friday. And I looked at the M25, and I looked at crossing London, and I thought, all right, be crossing London then. And I literally took Route 1. I went past Buckingham Palace, you name it, it was Route 1. And I was fine. On the way back, there was rumours about it being very gridlocked in London. So I thought, okay, I'll take the M25. Oh my God. I swear, I must inadvertently have gone round it 3 times, it's that long. It was hideous. Hideous. Never again. So I think I've only, been on that. That was the one time I went more than, 2 metres. Other than that, you see it signposted at Hemel Hempstead and you take one look and you think, no, I'll stick on the M1 and just keep going. Don't think I've been on it above. Oh, I did when we went to Heathrow. Heathrow's out that way on the A40. No, avoid it. If you ever visit London, avoid the M25. It's hideous. It's a car park. But now you have to pay to cross London, whereas you don't have to pay to use the M25 and it was already busy. Can you imagine how busy it is now? Well, it is the community thing in London. Is it about £20 a day? Can you imagine? You got to go into London to work and it costs you £400. No. £200 a month. Just to actually go in. Parking in London, back in my university days, it was £14. Now, you might be thinking £14 a day isn't bad. An hour. £14 an hour. And I was a student. Luckily... Because our college had a rule, no parking permits for anyone, staff, teachers, us, nobody got a parking space. It was as simple as that. And this particular year, I was going down to revision courses. And obviously, I was driving down from Manchester. And I'd been in hospital. And I'd had an operation. And when I pitched up, I still had the stitches in. All 40-odd of them. I wasn't supposed to be driving for 3 months. But Mum said, well, we'll go to the doctor and we'll get... We had to go to the doctor, actually, yeah. I wouldn't have gone myself. But seeing as though I discharged myself with the stitches still in, something had to be done. I did have a pair of nail scissors, so I wasn't particularly personally worried. But anyway, we went to see the doctor. And Mum said she's going back to university and blah, blah, blah. And the woman said, well, you shouldn't be driving for 3 months. And I said, yeah, well, the fact is I am. So can you give me a letter that says I need a parking space because I can't walk that far because I will already have had, you know, a 5-hour journey down there. So she dutifully wrote up the letter. In fact, she said, I don't know what to put in the letter. So I said, out the way, let me do it. So I actually typed up this letter and she looked and she went, that's brilliant. And she signed it. I got a parking space, which was important given our proximity to Stamford Bridge, wasn't it? And Millwall.
Yeah, and QPR.
Not, you know, nearer to Millwall, frighteningly, and Chelsea. Went back in the day when Chelsea wasn't like it is now. On a Saturday afternoon, because we had lectures on a Saturday afternoon, the football violence was that bad, we had to lock the gates. And of course, you're on the inside and your car's on the outside. So luckily for me, my car was on the inside and so was I. It was that bad at the time. It's beautiful now, but back then, and we're talking a really posh area of London, Kensington and Chelsea. It's expensive. If you want a car parking space, it costs you about 8 million. It's that expensive. And yet back then, the football hooligans descended every weekend. So, what have we all been up to? Shall I apprise you of my day?
You do that.
You said the dog had been giddy.
She has been giddy. She's calmed down now.
That's because she's full of venison sausages.
And dentist stick.
And dentist stick. She's a happy dog. Leave her while she's happy, I say. If she's quiet, leave her be. So she's had 4 little sausages and a big dentist stick. I need to buy dentist sticks. This is the last package of dentist sticks. The dentist sticks, to be honest, were a punt. I did not think she'd be overly bothered. But I thought, you know, let's get some and maybe they can be like an odd treat every now and then. I bought them the 7th of December, so they've lasted quite a while, but then it was a big box. They're £20. How much did I pay last time? I think it was about £15 something. Like I say, they were on offer. £15.91. Do we want to pay £5 more, Mike?
Yeah, she's worth it.
I've actually got a 20% voucher applied. Where on earth's that come from? The voucher will be applied to the first one, blah, blah, blah. The voucher's valid until December. First subscribe and save delivery. Oh, right. So that makes it £18. Well, I'll subscribe because I can always unsubscribe, can't I? We will get the ones for the big dog as well. Has my chat stopped or is everybody quiet?
Everybody's quiet.
Everybody's quiet. Right. Well, I'm ordering dog stuff. I've got my lunch in front of me, which I left till dinner, but then I got embroiled in a 2-hour session where somehow this is this course I'm on. Only instead of sitting back, feet up, I got embroiled in, can you show us your setup? And that was the end of that, 2 hours later. So my lunch is sort of nibbled at round the corners, but I've not actually finished it yet, despite the fact I'd moved it to dinner. So there's a radish. And I've got a knife hanging around somewhere as well. So what else have I done? Did some system stuff, updating systems. Did some tidy up. Oh, yes. And made quite a few notes on paper. Oh, I do wish I wouldn't do that. But, do you know, sometimes paper's just there and it's flexible. I was actually thinking.
And I've put all the songs in the spreadsheet.
Oh, yes, you've done all the songs.
And I'm about to do some more.
I was actually thinking, what app would you use on a Mac if you were trying to create basically a swim lane diagram, but not horizontal, a vertical one. And I was thinking, well, obviously there's OmniGraffle.
That's what I was going to suggest, because that's the Visio equivalent.
It is, and there's just something about it. I don't know if you ever feel like this, that you pick up an app, You know, somebody says there's this app and it does X, Y, and Z, and you think, oh, I'll go and have a look at it. And some of them are just so instinctive. Every single thing you try is just there and it works. That actually happened to me on a Mac where I didn't have Final Cut installed and I needed to edit a video. Now, I did not have time on like a 1 meg connection to download Final Cut. I actually just needed to edit this video. So I looked at what I had and I thought, iMovie, not happening. And then I looked at the next one, which was Adobe Premiere. And I'm like, never really looked at it much because I used Final Cut. So I thought, it's the only thing that's installed. Use it. I opened it up. And because the interface reminded me of Photoshop, and I was a Photoshop user at the time, I just instinctively used certain shortcut keys and every one of them worked. It was like, this is a joy to use. And it was only a joy to use because I had knew the shortcut keys from the other app. Is he happy now? Is that VAR'd as well?
No.
That's a definite it's in.
Yes, but they had to retake the penalty.
This is getting complicated.
Because De Gea was 2 centimetres off the line and they scored. So now it's 2-1, not 1-1.
Oh, Kim's had to have a COVID test. Oh, fingers crossed. Absolute fingers crossed for that. And I wonder how Simon and Mrs. Simon and all the baby Simons are doing. They were in the middle of their 2-week quarantine lockdown.
That's exactly what I thought, Kim. I was going to say that to you. What chance have you had to get COVID?
This is the thing. Can you imagine if it was a false positive?
Mind you, I'm the same. The coffee's from the chocolate, if anyone asks.
But this explains why we're not meeting your mother, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. How many bubbles?
God almighty.
I'm forever blowing exactly. Bubbles.
Do you know what she was like at the beginning when she was like, don't go out, don't go out? And she was so worried about us. We have not been out. Now, the woman's never in. She's in that many bubbles. It's frightening, isn't it?
Yeah, don't ask.
I know, that now we're worried about her. Just fingers crossed, what else can you do? Now, I think, you know, would she have been better with your dad there? You know, just for company. Because she's kicking around that flat, which is quite big.
True.
When you're on your own. You know, and she's not seeing the grandkid as often, is she? Because he would come up and stay. So she's probably just really lonely.
Towards the end...
Towards the end, she needed a break.
Yeah.
But then that happens, doesn't it? We all feel like that. Not that you want it to be over, but it does take... It's a stress.
Yeah.
Oh, it is one heck of a stress. Hello, Paul! How are you doing? We've been discussing what we've been up to. Thought you weren't allowed to be in bubbles now. No, you're okay with your support bubble, Kim. So there's different bubbles. There are family bubbles, but support bubbles are okay. So a support bubble is like where one group and one other group bubble together. We haven't got a support bubble because everybody else is bubbling elsewhere. So like we decided, didn't we, with your mum, that her support bubble, well, she should bubble with your brother because he's got the grandchild and we haven't, you know. Well, we've got Lola, but, you know, she's more into skin kids than dogs. I can't understand it myself.
Well, actually, having said that, the other morning, because she went to work... Because she works 2.5 days a week. So on the day she goes to work, we don't speak. So we text each other in the morning. So she texted me and said, I'm leaving shortly. So I texted back and said, have a good day. And instead of texting and saying, I'm out walking the dog, I sent her a photo of Lola. And in the evening, she said, or the next day, she said, thank you for sending that picture of Lola. She said, I thought it was snow on the ground. And then I saw the red lead, realised it was a dog.
That's why she has a red lead.
Yes.
We were always dubious with red leads with Maya, whether the dye would run and it'd end up pink. But they're very good leads, aren't they?
Yeah, lots of different coloured leads.
Oh, Kim, that's lovely.
Oh, thank you,
they're
Kim.
They're our support bubble. You are.
We're
you
each
are,
other's
really.
Support bubble
yes.
here.
Yes. We are here for you. Do you remember when we started 5 days? Let's just have a chat. People might be lonely.
Yeah.
In fact... You all got a mention in the session that I've just done. The course has what's called course mentors in it. And these are people who've taken the course before. And they do extra little sessions. They're actually organised this time, but they were ad hoc last time. And they invite people who are on the course this time to share the setup or talk about something if they're an expert in it. And I automatically keep my head down, don't I, Mike?
Yeah.
I am not going in the support forums with, oh, look at my system, at all. But what happened? This is so funny. Do you remember me telling you that I'd been in this group and no, it was a breakout room and nobody spoke to me? That. Well, I goes into the next breakout room a couple of days later, and this guy just, you know, matter-of-factly said, could you share your screen?
Hit on,
have a look at
you
it.
Mean?
No, don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous.
I still haven't asked her if she got hit on at the Bridge Club online.
You need to ask that. So I shared the screen and I just said, you know, this is MacBytes and this is how we organise it. All the stuff you've seen. And he was like, oh, need to see that. Anyway, he told the course mentor, and the course mentor sent me an email and said, would you like to demo your setup? Could you possibly demo your setup? So that's what I was doing. And it was a really good session, to be honest, even before I got going. So I'm sitting there, feet up, watching, you know, and then it's like, can you share yours? So I started going through it. There were so many questions, I could not keep up with the questions. But I was saying that the system that we had, instead of building another system when we started doing Marooned, it just slotted into the system we'd got. And if we didn't have that system, then there would have been an opportunity that would have been totally missed because we wouldn't have pre-built the system. So I explained that we were going to do it for 5 days. And then it was like, that was good. Shall we carry on? And that we're now up to today, 188. And they were like, wow. So it was great fun. And I was saying that you guys are always there and that we're up from all over the world and we all gather together. I didn't mention the word bubble, but there you go. We can do bubbles. We can do international bubbles. Oh, we're grateful for you too, Kim. It's been wonderful to get to know people more, hasn't it? Because before that, it was like once a week and we chat, you know, but this has been fantastic. Oh, it's been wonderful. I mean, what would we be up to? Feeding the dog sausages, probably. Because she never knows when to stop, really, does she?
No.
She stopped now. I think she is actually beyond full right now. You're huffy.
Yes, it's 3-1 now.
That's not good. I presume this is not to United.
No.
They're only playing Crystal Palace. Now, I don't know of an equivalent in the States to be able to explain that. But you know, like the team that are like bottom of the league, relegation material. That's Crystal Palace. Maybe they're getting us back for the 1990 FA Cup final.
Oh, yeah.
Which United won. Which took them through to the European Cup Winners' Cup final. Which we watched the day before we started going out.
We did.
Mike said, let's watch a film. Shall we watch Pretty Woman? What did we end up watching?
The European Cup final.
Replay of the Cup Winners' Cup final. With Mike giving me commentary. And virtually a blow-by-blow of every goal, if you remember.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. Is this a real game that counts? Unfortunately,
yes.
Kim, it is.
You mean not a friendly? Yeah, it's the first real game of the season. And they're not doing well.
I told you they shouldn't have taken that week off. Just saying.
Yeah.
You know, the season started last weekend, but because they'd played in Europe beyond the end of the season, they got an extra week, which, like I said, would do them no good at all. Now they'll say they weren't match fit. Which, if they'd have played last week, then they would have been match fit, wouldn't they? They're always full of excuses. So, yeah, not the best start to the season so far. There's time yet, though. There's time yet. But, you know, after last season, and I think United are at the point where they had Alex Ferguson, and then when he left, and he'd been there 26 years.
Yeah.
When he left, I mean, managers usually last about a season and a half, if you're lucky. So 26 years is unbelievable. When he left, he anointed David Moyes and said he is the man to take over. And I said to Mike, no, he's not. He came and did he last the season?
Don't think he did he?
No, he didn't. I think he left and didn't they put Giggs in charge?
Yeah,
temporarily.
Dreams.
They then replaced him with Van Gaal. Forget his first name. Louis.
There's Ed in Louis. His mask.
Does he look like? If he thinks he looks like a ninja. That wasn't the mask I was looking for. It had the crest right in front of where your mouth would be.
Ah.
Anyway, they got Louis van Gaal. Lovely, lovely man. Absolutely fabulous guy. Not the man to run the team. Then he left, even though he won the FA Cup, didn't he?
Yeah.
And they still sacked him. And they got Jose Mourinho. And I said to Mike, I think Jose Mourinho is probably one of the very few people who could take the job on. The Jose Mourinho that turned up here was not the Jose Mourinho that I knew. Again, useless. So they've now got Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. But if they get rid of him, who is actually left, Mike?
Nobody, I don't think.
There you go. So they can't really get rid of him. David Moyes is with another Premier League team. Is he?
Yeah, I just put the answer. West Ham.
Oh, well, he is, isn't he? Now, West Ham, didn't they only have like 9 managers in their
once upon a time.
With Billy Bonds. And then all of a sudden, Lou Macari went there and then it was open season. And I think they've had more managers since that than they had in like the first 90 years that the club had existed. He just wasn't the man. United's a very odd club. It's steeped in history. There's also a lot of interest groups, factions, if you will, that have their own agenda. So you've got the board of directors who have their agenda, and you've got, you know, people who have been there for years and years in their role. And when you put a manager in, the manager's got to be big enough to deal with that. And Alex Ferguson was. And he went about it. He was very dismissive of people at board level. You know, he would do what he wanted. But he knew the tea ladies by name. So he had support on the ground. And he did that for 26 years. You know, David Moyes walked in. I don't think he knew they had a tea lady, much less what her name was. And it showed, didn't it?
Yeah.
The player power kicked in, where people were saying, no, I'm going to go if you don't give me more money. I'd have said, don't let the door at your backside on the way out. But he bent over backwards to keep people who then just didn't, they just dialed it in. They didn't play for him. So no, he didn't even last the season. He wasn't the man. He just wasn't the man. But is Ollie the man?
More the man than him.
If the players would just play, I think we'd do all right. But when you've got people like Pogba stirring the pot, it doesn't help, does it?
True.
You need to get rid of him. Just get rid of him. In fact, don't even get rid of him. Just pop him in the reserves and watch them play to an empty house. Mind you, everyone's playing to an empty house at the minute. We wouldn't notice the difference, would you?
There's a meme on Facebook. I'm only on Facebook to see what people are saying about the match.
Let me guess. Crystal Ball. FFS.
No.
Oh.
I can't find FFS.
He must have FFS'd home.
It's actually been posted by Alex. You know Alex, one of our people.
Yep.
If the Blitz happened in 2020, and it's a load of people in a bomb shelter, they're actually on an underground station. So I presume that's what happened in the war. That's where people sheltered. They want us to stay here to control us. There are no bombs, you've been brainwashed. I don't consent to this new normal. I'm going outside, it's my right. I'm leaving the lights on in my house and you can't stop me.
This is it. I despair of people. I despair.
Apparently, what's it in that spike in Bolton, which has caused like an extra lockdown, extra restrictions, was caused by somebody coming back off holiday and then going on a pub crawl.
Why am I not surprised? Can I just point out?
They're just selfish, aren't they?
Yep. I really do believe. I really, really believe they should not have allowed holidays this year. Not only for the safety of the people like us who decide not to go anywhere, thank you very much, but for people in other countries as well, because people over here could be carrying it over there. What if it morphs? Because there was talk about it, kind of different variants, wasn't there?
Mm.
So you could go over there and then they might have had it and they might be immune. But they're not going to be fully immune because this is now a different variant. This is going to be a complete catastrophe. I took a screenshot yesterday. Let me see if I can dig it out. I think I was going to take two. One screenshot that I took, it was of a map. I did. There we go. Luckily, I did. Right. So I've got this screenshot. Tell you what, let's see if I can ping it because it's on my phone. Which is working when it feels like it. Right. So this first one was taken a couple of days ago. No, data couldn't be read because it's in the right format. It's a lot of use, isn't it? Come on. Have you come through? Crying out loud, it's only an image. Do you want to upload it? Yes, I do want to upload it. So can you just upload it? No, I can't upload it. Crying out loud. Anyway, it's a map of the UK and it had the hot spots on it. Now, this was probably about Wednesday. Probably Wednesday. Oh, I'm not logged in. That's the problem. Well, don't just show me a message. Let me log in, Muppets. Do you know, I logged in the other day and it doesn't find it, incidentally. Anyway, so on Wednesday, this map was mainly blue, but there were different shades of blue. And obviously, you know, got to be careful. We were the deepest blue. Photo library, that's what I want. Right, let's have a look at that. All photos, let's get the blue one. Now the blue one's disappeared. Crying out loud. There it is. So we were the deepest blue, so that was a crisis. But then another one came out last night. So I had a, you know, you got to zoom in. And I zoomed into it and I thought, good God, what happened? So there's three of them. So there's another one and let's get the last one. The difference in 3 days was just unbelievable. And that one. Right, it's working now. Awesome. So the links are coming in up here. Not in the right order. Be like Andre Previn sketch, playing all the right notes, but not necessarily in the right order. I've only got one image that's appeared. Could you possibly do something with this? Come on! Let's quit the app and start again, because, you know, I've got nothing else to do, have I? Come on! Right, go and ping the server and show me these images. Right, got them. Okay, so this one's the first one. This is the blue one. Right, what I'll do is I'll load it so I can explain exactly what we're looking at and you just see the difference in 3 days. In fact, 2 days. Right, it says search your area. The area of Greater Manchester, that's the northwest of England that we're looking at. And Greater Manchester is the deepest blue one there. Ish. Yeah. So that wasn't great. But then it got worse than that. So let me go and get the second link. Now, the next one is the whole of the UK. So, are you going to let me copy this link? Come on. Right, let's get the link in there. Right, that's the second one. And that happened in 2 days. That's scary. So I zoomed in because I thought, oh, maybe that blue bit's still us. Silly me. What you're looking at is the highest red bit is Glasgow and surrounding areas. The next one down on the right hand side is the northeast of England, which is Newcastle, Middlesbrough way. The one below that is where we are with that blue dot in the middle. So I'm thinking, oh, what's the blue dot? Could the blue bit be us? Silly, silly, silly me. So the last one, I zoomed in. Unfortunately, that blue bit, not us. You can see how bad we are. Worst area in the country. There are no words, are there, Mike?
No, I'm looking at what Kim's just posted. I like that, Kim.
Hula hoop.
If 2020 was a hula hoop.
I dread to imagine. Let's have a look. Oh, yes. And you know, it's not even over yet, is it? Has been a bit like that. But hey, you know, not all bad. Wouldn't have been a marooned, would there? I know marooned is probably a very poor second to having a life, but in the circumstances. That was fabulous. I love that. Mm. I haven't heard from Jonathan because he's detoxing, isn't he?
He is.
Mm. But 24 hours, and Jonathan should be with us.
I could football detox.
Yeah, I think you should, actually.
After tonight's performance, I might do.
Poor Mike.
Playing again on Tuesday.
Poor Mike.
Yeah.
When you say they're playing again on Tuesday, do you mean they're turning up again?
Well, I don't know if they'll turn up.
We'll have to see how that works. Oh, and tonight we're doing clothes. And I must admit, when we picked clothes, we were like, will there be that many? Ah, you've surpassed themselves again, haven't they? Some of them are absolute classics I would never have thought of. But they've been amazing. I don't know what that was I've just eaten, because it's now that dark, I can't see what I'm eating.
Well, I'm not trying to poison you.
No, I'm just not sure. So, in answer to that question, what do DJs do between songs? Now you know, finish their dinner. And when I say dinner, I mean lunch. He's been sat on this table since about 12 o'clock. So, all right.
Cass enjoying listening to Whitney whilst in the hot tub.
Oh, yes, Whitney. She's in the hot tub. It's freezing out there.
It's not. It's warm.
Oh. I don't bother venturing out. There's nobody any good venturing out. So
I came back sweating. Mind you, that's because I'm unfit.
Kim's surprised the London area isn't bigger. Let's have a look. Let's go back, have a look how bad London is. London is shocking, isn't it? In that middle one, there's just two tiny yellow bits. I can only assume, they're not really central London. One is bordering Kent, and the other one is probably around Hemel Hempstead way. That's not the centre of London. I can only assume maybe people aren't working because they don't want to go on public transport. So people would commute to London from as far away as Wales, which is utterly ridiculous. Northwards, probably Milton Keynes, which is about 60, 70, 80 miles away. And they tend to use trains. And the usage of public transport's dropped like a stone. So I can only assume they're just not travelling. The areas that are really bad, to be honest, without being prejudiced against areas, you know, if you're in Glasgow, you've pretty much got your own mind. Just saying. And I can see that they would want to go out and party and not particularly listen to the government. The northeast is pretty much the same, which is exactly what Jonathan said, isn't it?
Mm.
You couldn't particularly tell people in the northeast not to do this or not to do that. They're very self-deterministic. So clearly they're partying. Manchester and surrounding areas can only say the same, really. And the other bits that are red, the tiny one in the middle, well, the bigger one in the middle that's below us, that's Birmingham. It's around Birmingham. That's a huge city. Almost, well, it would be between Manchester and Birmingham as to be, which would be the UK's second city. In Manchester, we say Manchester. In Birmingham, they say Birmingham. But it's the kind of place where people may need to travel to work. So I can understand that Birmingham's bad. Also, people are very closely packed. The other area that's bad is at the bottom of Wales, which is very close to Cardiff, isn't it? Is Cardiff actually on the coast? Because I can't tell from that map. But it's around Cardiff. And Cardiff is probably the biggest place in Wales. It also has... They moved a lot of the BBC content away from London. And with it went all of the industries that supported that. So the universities became specialists in media. And half the people who lived in London moved down to Cardiff, and there is a huge BBC area there. So BBC Wales produces Doctor Who and all kinds of other programmes. So that there is a big media thing down there, and I can imagine all the supporting industries and the BBC, they need to be in because there's equipment. Now, looking at Manchester, we have Salford, which is next door to Manchester. A lot of people don't make a distinction between the two. But Salford also has a media city where the BBC are. And I won't say up here, that's the problem. I would say the problem up here is people are ignoring the government. That's the problem up here. But the rest of it, the rest doesn't look that bad, does it? But if you saw that and the red bit was you, would you venture out? But yeah, the more I look at it, the more I think the Outer Hebrides have got a lot going for them. In fact, if you're on those islands, you can pretty much guarantee you're going to be okay, as long as you don't have people dropping anything off. And stuff could be delivered by drone. So, yeah, you could. Actually, I've just noticed something, Mike. Check that map out. This is insane. There's something missing.
The one you posted?
Yeah. The one where you can see the whole of the UK with the Outer Hebrides, etc. Yeah, what's missing from there? Interesting.
No, that's the wrong one.
Because we've got the bit that hangs off the pig's head that is Wales, which is Anglesey.
Which link you posted?
The middle one.
The middle one.
The middle one. Yes.
What's missing?
What's missing?
Ireland.
Well, this is the UK stats. They haven't got stats for Ireland. No. So that bit that you're seeing with the three red blobs on the left, that's Northern Ireland. Yeah, I was thinking the Isle of Man, which just isn't there.
Yeah.
Do they not have stats for the Isle of Man?
And the Isle of Wight.
The Isle of Wight's there.
Oh, it is.
Mm. Yeah, Jersey there. Isn't.
No.
Jersey, Guernsey, Alderney and Sark. But the Isle of Man is just missing. That's bad. Can you imagine if they'd missed off, like, you know, London? People would be very peeved. The Isle of Man would be... Is it about halfway between us and Ireland?
Yeah, I think
that white
so.
Bit above the pig's head, it would be in there somewhere. But it's not listed at all. And they're not self-determining, are they? So it should be there. But yeah, I'm not going out. Look at it. Not going out at all. But I totally agree, Scotland's beautiful. The scenery's beautiful. The people are lovely. It's so clean. The only problem when we looked 20-odd years ago, the internet, ropey.
It's probably got better now.
It's probably got better now, so Scotland's looking more appealing by the second.
Anyway, another meme for you.
Oh, go on.
Watching the news tonight, it is quite obvious that the test and trace system that the government has put its faith in is working very well, with two exceptions. One test and two trace.
You're not kidding. Didn't I say when it came in they couldn't find their own illuminated backsides?
Yeah.
Wasn't wrong, was I?
No.
Just saying. And people are still mingling with each other. Can you imagine if somebody went from the northwest to the northeast? In fact, Pete's in the middle of that, isn't he? In Yorkshire. In fact, one of those is bordering on Leeds. The two blue bits between the big bit on the right and the big bit on the left, one of them is Yorkshire. Is the other Lancashire? Or is... What is that one there? Where you know when you're on the M62?
I don't know.
Not a bit there.
The things people put on Facebook.
We did a whole show on that.
Yeah, there's someone's put a poll up in that M33 group. Trying to get an idea of whether I need to buy in any treats for Halloween this year. Is anyone planning to let their children trick or treat? If there are going to be children knocking, I want to have something in. I was thinking individual treat bags, so no rummaging in a bucket. Please, no nasty comments. And we've got 11 votes for not this year and 7 votes for my children will be safely trick-or-treating.
Hmm. Is there no option from laying a man trap on the path? Don't
no,
bother.
No, but you can add an option in this poll.
Yeah, I'm laying a man trap on the path. Don't bother.
That's a bit dangerous when you create a poll.
Yeah.
You should disable that feature.
You're not kidding. Oh, now that's a good idea, Kim. The football players have to wear a watch-like thing that traces everyone they're in contact with. And for how long? Turn the lights out, lock the doors this year. Do you know, we've never really been big on Halloween. Mum loathed it. Absolutely loathed it. So when she passed, we didn't really bother because it wasn't a thing that we did. And then last year, Lola had been here for a month and we'd bought some tins of sweets, hadn't we, for one of the Catinian do's. And we saw these children running around doing Halloween things. And I'd got Lola an outfit, but that didn't go down well. That's a different story entirely. And it won't be being repeated.
No.
Oh, but she had a little trident and everything. Anyway, so she's out in this cape with devil ears on, looking really peeved. And the kids came round the corner and we said, well, we do the trick-or-treat thing. And we were lifting Lola up so she could see people over the gate. She liked that bit. They loved it. And I said, that was lovely. You know, we should do that every year. And then this happened. And it's like, just brick the door up and be done. So I can't honestly see it happening that much this year. Certainly not older people who don't have, you know, children in the household. Not seeing it at all. It's too dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the child might be like, I want to, but that's not the point. Children are going to have to learn that they can't have everything they want, including Halloween. I know you can't even say to them anymore, they'll be next year. In a child's life, a year's like forever. But, you know, can't you do something in the house? Do you know what we used to do for bonfire night? Mum used to do baked potatoes. Not the sling it in a microwave, it looks like a boiled egg.
Yeah, cook it in a fire.
No, she'd do it in the oven, but she did it by, you know, when you put those spikes through it.
Yeah.
And then she'd do it, I don't know, I'm not into cooking, am I? But she did it like half, and then she turned it, and then she did this, then she put it in tin foil. And when it came out, it was to die for. It was absolutely fabulous. And we'd have that on bonfire night, which is like a week later, 5th of November. So you could do that for Halloween, and you could do it in the house.
Yeah.
You know, when we were kids, there wasn't all this going out and collecting sweets, was there?
Yeah, I fancy some treacle toffee.
Oh, no. Kim's tutting at you right now. Treacle toffee is the equivalent of that stuff dentists put in to pull teeth out. And I know what you're like. I'll suck it, he'll say. Oh, no, he won't.
Treacle toffee is a tradition on bonfire night.
It tastes like burnt embers, be honest.
If you're not sure what bonfire night is, I'm sure we've said before, it's November the 5th every year in the UK, where we remember a failed plot to blow up the Houses of Parliament. And one day we might remember a successful plot.
When we say it's historical.
Mm. It was the 1600s or something.
It was. It was a guy called Guy Fawkes, wasn't it?
Yeah. He tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament.
With gunpowder, barrels of gunpowder. But unfortunately, it failed.
You know, we don't celebrate the fact that the IRA failed to blow up Maggie.
No, we don't, do we? That was November as well.
Was it?
Mm.
Oh, it was.
No, hang on. End of October. Yeah. Early November. It was the party conference season. Party conferences are where the government and other political parties have like a rah-rah session.
Yeah.
It's usually Labour first. I think the Tories are last. But there used to be three big ones. And in 1984, the IRA bombing campaign was still going on. And the Tory party went down to Brighton for their jollies. And they got 2 days in.
I can't remember.
At the beginning. It actually got going. I think it was towards the Friday. And this bomb went off small hours of the morning. Obviously, people were killed. Was there about 5 or 6 died?
I think there was.
People's lives were changed forever. One of the... Michael Heseltine's wife, what was her name?
No, it was Norman Tebbit's wife,
that's the one. She was in a wheelchair forever after that. So that's the party season that's going on. So, no, we don't celebrate that in any way, shape or form. That was bad news, that, wasn't it? Do you know what I remember about that? That was Maggie Thatcher all over. Whatever you thought about her politics, what a woman. She worked virtually all the time. She slept for 4 hours a night. So when this bomb went off, she was sat at her table working in this hotel. I don't know if you remember the pictures, but the front was blown off the thing. And they managed to get her out, obviously, and her husband was in bed, so they evacuate him. So at this stage, it's about 5:30 in the morning, and she's got no clothes, nothing. She's got what she stands up in, which luckily weren't nightclothes. Everybody else was evacuated in their nightclothes, but she was still working, so she was dressed.
5 to 3 it was.
Well, by the time they got her out, anyway, she comes out, and she's literally not got even a handbag. Somehow, she manages to get hold of the chairman of M&S, Marks & Spencer's, the shop. And before you know it, Marks & Spencer's Brighton's open. And she's buying Marks and Spencer's knickers. Do you remember?
Yeah.
They let everybody who was standing. She said that the conference is going ahead.
Persuaded M&S to open early at 8 a.m.
Yep, she did.
So those who'd lost their clothes could purchase replacements.
Yeah, but fancy thinking about that in the middle of the crisis. You know, she's trying to lead the country, but she's got everybody else who stood there in their nightclothes. She sorted that out. What an amazing woman. Amazing. And that rumbled on all day, didn't it? Because it was hours and hours later before they got Norman Tebbit's wife out. Was it Norma Tebbit?
I've just said Margaret.
Margaret, that's Margaret. Right. Lovely lady. And they pulled him out in his Jim Jams.
Yeah.
His room was totally destroyed. But no, there was no celebrations of that at all. No, but the Guy Fawkes one. Guy Fawkes has a U in it, but very, very close. Just stick a U in it and you're right.
Remember the 5th of November,
right.
Gunpowder treason and plot.
I wonder how many kids know what they're actually celebrating. And I wonder, year by year, and I have actually thought this, whether the politicians get increasingly concerned as each year passes. Yeah. Because a lot of us are now like, yeah, that wasn't such a bad idea, actually, was it? Not having a parliament? Hmm. I can definitely see that that would not necessarily be a bad thing. Mind you, we've got multiple parliaments now, you know.
Have we?
Yeah, we've got the Scottish Parliament, the Welsh Parliament.
Yeah.
That's another point, isn't it? That does not stretching to Edinburgh. So Edinburgh's okay, but the Welsh Assembly is in Cardiff, which is now surrounded in red. And the Manchester Mayor is in Manchester, surrounded by red. But London, I can't fathom London. Have they just got no tests or something? Because they live on top of one another down there. Not bang in the centre. People can't afford to live there. And the ones who can are probably far more sensible. But to as you eke outwards, you know, you're talking tower blocks that have a single entrance. What can you do? You've got to use that door. Your children have to use that door. So London, I don't understand it. I'm with you, Kim. Don't understand it at all. Where are you off now?
To the toilet.
Oh, you need to announce that. You need to share that, Mike.
Gang, I'm going to the toilet. Except Lola's got her head right next to the toilet door.
Oh, Mayer used to do that. He was so sweet. He would manage to get the toilet door open and then he'd curl himself up around it. No one was using the toilet. No one.
She'll as soon move. As I go over there, she'll move. Mayer, just lay there.
Yeah.
And you had to move him.
You had to work round him, as it were. There's an image to conjure with. I think I've got a photo somewhere, but obviously we didn't have, we were on film cameras when Mayer arrived. That's my one regret. I wish digital cameras had have arrived 10 years earlier. But the photos we have are fabulous, I must admit. You never understood the IRA bombings. Well, me neither, to be honest. It started in the 60s and I first remember it when I said to my mum, "Don't go shopping, Mum." And it was because there had been bomb threats. Only threats at this stage, to the biggest stores in Manchester. So, Warrington, Liverpool, Manchester, very close to the Irish Republic. So, if people were coming over and they wanted to plant a bomb, they would go for somewhere well-known, like Birmingham or London, or Manchester, Warrington, Liverpool area, because it, you know, it's easier. And you also wouldn't stand out too much, because there's quite an Irish community there. And it was in the papers, and I think it was about 1972, 1973, so I'd have been about 4 or 5 years old. And all I took from it was, it's dangerous. So I said to Mum, don't go to the shops. And she said, why not? What's the matter? So I said, you know, they said on the TV that the bad people were going to bomb it. And she was like, okay. And she said, and I'm not letting them stop me doing what I want. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine, Mum, but don't go shopping. But, you know, she did her own thing. She, I think she lived by the fact what was meant to be was meant to be. It was only in Manchester at that point, just threats. The one that did happen was the 1996 Manchester bomb. But by then, we'd had the Guildford bombing, we'd had the Birmingham bombing. There was a bombing in London. And the thing with that one was it was kind of iconic because a horse got injured. Now, I think somebody died, but this horse got injured and it was covered in shrapnel and it survived and it became like, you know, an emblem of survival. But the Manchester one was a totally different business. We only just missed that by the skin of our teeth, didn't we?
Yeah.
Nobody died, though, did they?
No.
There were injuries. I think people had eardrums blown out. But we were actually going in to pick up a computer of Mike's, so we were heading right for the centre of Manchester town centre. And we were stuck in traffic. And I just said to Mike, I don't like the feel of this. It just something, you know, this bomb was out the middle of nowhere. It wasn't in the middle of a campaign. I said, I just don't like the feel of it. And people were walking along and I'm like, no, Mike, turn round. And he said, I can't turn round, I'm stuck in traffic. I actually directed him to go through a car park, get the ticket at one end and then just pay at the other to get out of this line of traffic, which we did. And then I said, put your foot down. And he's like, I don't want a ticket. And I said, I really do have a bad feeling. And at that point, you know, I said, I really do have a bad feeling. Mike put his foot down. Boom. This bomb went off in the distance and the car just lifted off the road. and then bounced down about, you know, 2 metres ahead of us. And I said, yeah, like I was saying, put your foot down. And there were no mobile phones. And my mum had gone to visit my gran. And I said, we're going to have to let them know. We're going to have to let them know. Didn't we pull up at a phone box?
I can't remember.
And was scratching round for 10 pence pieces to ring my gran because I knew that's where mum was. Anyway, I'm sure we did. I'm sure we did. Because we couldn't be guaranteed that we would get home, could we?
True.
So I think we must have stopped. And you know, like, you've got your car park money, or we do. We whipped out the car park money. We used it to make this phone call. I think mum answered. And I said, I'm just ringing. He said, I've not got, you know, I'm on a pay phone. I've not got much money. I'm just ringing to let you know we're okay. We are okay. And she said, what do you mean you're okay? And she hadn't heard. You know, you think now everybody knows everything within half a second. But she said, I have no idea what you're talking about. So I said, turn the TV on. There's been an IRA bomb in Manchester. Manchester city centre's gone. And she said, you were going to... I said, I know we were, but mum, we're fine. And then that was it. The money ran out. And then she had to let dad know. Gran's like, oh my God. Gran was like, she would cry at the drop of a hat, wouldn't she? So she was in floods of tears. We drove up there. That's what we did. I said, we'll come to you, because my gran's was on the way back here. So we drove up there. And when we got in, I remember Gran just grabbing hold of me. She was in such a state. And I said, yeah, we're fine. But literally, only just. That one did actually go off. There was a photo of it. You've probably seen it. The only thing left standing in the centre of Manchester was a post box. It destroyed buildings. It destroyed a walkway. It destroyed a tower block. But this post box was just stood there, hardly a scratch on it. It's still there today. It's now got a plaque on it.
Isn't it yellow? Or am I thinking of a different one?
Aren't you thinking of the ones that were painted gold after the 2020 Olympics?
Oh, could be.
Yeah, I think it's still red because it was iconic and it's still there and it's still in use and it's still the original box. It's amazing. Kim says she thinks it's very interesting. You've got a feeling, go with your gut. Exactly. Because, you know, it could have been nothing, but you're never going to know, are you? But I'd rather be wrong and be somewhere else than, like, just plough on. And we were probably at the stage that we said, we might have said, I can't go anywhere. Because this road was a one-way road. It was single track. And it was like going round the corner of the Midland Hotel, which is one of the biggest hotels in Manchester, one of the most expensive as well. And there was nowhere to go apart from this car park. And I said, we'll turn into the car park. And he said, I don't want to park. I said, never mind, just turn into the car park. We'll get out the other end. And we did, somehow. But that was very close. We were probably about 300 yards from the bomb actually going off. The windows blew out where we were anyway. And as I said, we got through the car park. We got about halfway, about half a mile up the road. And we were lifted off the ground. So you can imagine how bad it was. Windows were smashed for like 5 or 6 miles. It was unbelievable. And it did take them a long time to rebuild Manchester, didn't it? That was 1996, and I've not really been back since. I've not visited the centre of Manchester. I've been through Manchester on a tram, and we went up to that podcast meetup, didn't we? But I don't consider where that was the centre of Manchester. The only time I've been anywhere near the centre of Manchester since then was when we took Mum up to the
podcast meetup.
Podcast meetup.
Oh, yeah, one, yeah.
Yeah, in the pub. Yeah. I can't remember what the pub was called, but it was near the print place.
I'm thinking of...
the Express building as well, yeah. As the glass one.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking of the conference.
Oh, no, that was at the Midland. But, you know, I don't consider that the centre. I'm talking about the bit that had to be rebuilt.
Yeah.
Marks and Spencer's that needed to be rebuilt. No, the only other time was... do you remember when Mum decided Maya needed better quality food? And she said, I want to go to the meat market in Manchester and buy some liver. So we took her up there and I sat in the car with Maya in the car park. And when they got back, I said, let's never do that again. You're just sitting there in the car. And as cars are going past, the floor's moving. And I said, I was virtually seasick. It was that bad. Now, I'm very sensitive to that, aren't I?
Yeah.
We went into a shop. It's built next to the motorway.
Oh, that shop gets me, though.
That is awful. It is awful. It's like a mezzanine layer, but it is a proper, you know, first floor, if you will. We gets up there in the lift. I takes a step out and I'm like, oh, I feel sick. Mike's like, are you okay? And I thought, I don't know what it was. And I said, I just feel really queasy. I'll sit down. Every time I stood up on this mezzanine layer, I felt sick again. And I said, it's the traffic. It's moving. And Mike's like, are you sure? Yeah, it's moving. So if we need anything from this level, Mike has to go and get it. But that was funny because we sat down, didn't we? Because the cafe's up there and it wasn't as bad if I was sat down. But I mentioned it to one of the ladies and she said, you know, a lot of people do say that to us. She said, I'm fine with it, but it's probably the traffic. Well, as we were going out, there was this little girl with her grandparents. And the little girl was crying and saying she felt ill. And they were like, don't be ridiculous, you know, you're putting it on. And I thought, the poor kid. So when we got in the lift, I said to the grandmother, you know, she might not be putting it on. I said, I feel the same. It's got vibration. There's a vibration issue on the top floor. And the woman was like, is there? And she couldn't feel a thing. Me, I'm like, you're going to need to get a bucket if I'm going to walk around here because it's that bad. I think it just depends on how sensitive you are, but I was particularly sensitive. So I'm not allowed up there anymore, am I?
No.
We have to go to the one in Stockport.
Yeah.
Which is not built that close to the motorway. There you go. Let's see if I can find the postbox. It's iconic.
4.5 minutes.
Okay. Manchester. I bet if I put in Manchester postbox, that comes up first. Even without anything else. There you go. The undamaged red postbox, Manchester, England. And it's on a site that's got like stories on it. And there it is to this day. Look, what does that say? This postbox remained standing almost undamaged on June the 15th, 1996, when the area was devastated by a bomb. The box was removed during the rebuilding of the city centre and was returned to its original site on the 22nd of November, 1999. And you can see from that, that's what it looks like now. I'm quite surprised they don't have a picture of it with the devastation around it. I would have thought they would. Let's have a look. That one's the 20th anniversary. There it is. So I hope you can see this one. What you're looking at in that, on the left-hand side, that was Marks and Spencer's. And it had a kind of wavy canopy hanging off it, which you can see was just totally devastated. That walkway at the very top of the picture linked the Arndale Centre, which is like a big mall, with the shops on the other side of it, and it was made of concrete and glass, so the whole thing just exploded. And that devastation probably this way about half a mile, and then as far as the eye could see. And the thing with it was, I think there was a couple of other bombs at one point, wasn't there? And the bomb went off, people ran away from it, and then another one went off, and they'd put that one where people would run to. So yeah, but that post box, I mean, a little bit of paint and it would have been fine. Didn't touch it. There was actually mail inside it that they rescued. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So yeah, it's the same one. It's amazing. Don't make them like that anymore, do they? Do you know what they do actually around here, around bonfire time? I'd always say to Mike, if we're popping something in the post box, don't leave it overnight, because they post fireworks through there and you know, set the thing on fire.
Some post boxes around here are blocked up.
Yeah, they actually block them up, don't they, at the time. Crazy, crazy beans.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. 2 minutes to showtime. Right. I'm all musicked up. I'm all ready. I am, unless you've changed the running order, probably got about 12 minutes keyed up. Because cool. We've got a very important trio, haven't we? Which I won't bother playing the trio thing for. Because it's just far too important for that. But we're going in. Did I pick that one or did you?
Which one?
The first one. That was you, wasn't
I
it?
I did.
I picked the second one, apparently. And then we've got this very important trio that's absolutely nothing to do with clothes, I don't think. No, I don't think. Oh, dandy. You could be a dandy, couldn't you? The clothes you wear.
Yeah.
You could be. But that's what we'll do. It's amazing, that post box, isn't it, Kim? Still there this day. When you visit Manchester, I'll take you to see it. Because it's still there. Marks and Spencer's is still there, but it looks totally different. That entire area of Manchester
1 minute.
Looks totally different. Right, well, we'll do an out on here, but we'll still be here. But for the benefit of the recording, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And his squeaky chair. And we'll both...
See you next
time. See you next time. Stay safe, guys.